5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm not 100% sure I know what cheating is anymore.
Okay.
And it's all Martha Stewart's fault, if that makes any sense. I love Martha Stewart. Mm. For the last few years, I've been probably a little bit over obsessed with her. I watched her masterclass, and she's just... she is so perfect in so many ways, to the point where it's almost at a fault, I would think.
You know what, Anna? Snitches get stitches. She went to prison. She went to prison.
But when you watch the documentary, you're like, nah, she really shouldn't have gone to prison.
No.
She's fine.
Of course not. She shouldn't have went, but she still went because she was like, all right, I'm going to protect my paper. I'm going to do my thing. Like, Martha Stewart is bad.
Wait, so she's got that new documentary on Netflix, and I couldn't wait to watch it. And, I absorbed every second of it.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. I'd always remembered that she got a divorce and it was because her husband was a cheater and he cheated on her with her assistant, right?
So you think of her as, drenched in pure white, innocent, and, a pillar of just, purity, really.
I mean, I understand that her rigidness probably comes a lot from her upbringing, too. She didn't really have a very emotional, hugging family. But then she starts talking about her marriage mm-hmm. during this documentary, and I'm like, what is cheating? Because she says these things are not cheating. And in my mind and in my book, they 100% are. So she first talks about when she was on her honeymoon. They did a 5-month honeymoon and they were in Florence and she was in one of the cathedrals by herself. She wasn't with her husband at the time. And she saw this guy and they locked eyes in the Duomo. And then here she is explaining.
No.
It was a very romantic place, crowded with tourists, and met this very handsome guy. He didn't know I was married. It was neither naughty nor unfaithful. It was just emotional. I was 19 years old, and I didn't want to go home.
Wait, you kissed a guy in the cathedral on your honeymoon? To me, I thought that was cheating.
No, really, really nice place. Just, they were having a good time. Like, I mean, just really nice place. Like, you want to remember this place. Got to find somebody to make out with. Oh, Antonio. Oh, Martha.
But then,
oh, Antonio.
Wait, it gets weirder because she was like, it's not unfaithful.
Okay.
It's nothing like that.
Yeah.
And then.
Didn't you have an affair early on in the relationship or when you were?
Yeah, but I don't think Andy ever knew about that.
He did say he knew about it.
He did?
Yes, you would confess to him.
Oh.
He says he didn't stray from the marriage until you told him you had already strayed.
Oh, that's not true. I had a very brief affair with a very attractive Irish man. And it was just nothing in terms of, I would never have broken up a marriage for it. It was like the kiss in the cathedral.
Nothing.
It was the same thing.
Same thing.
It was the same thing.
No big deal. I mean,
it was just a little thing.
He was hot. He was an Irishman. He had an accent. Yeah. I made out with him for a little bit. No big deal. Big deal I was married. Is it ever okay to cheat like that just to have a kiss?
I mean, you're asking me in my life. I say no, okay? But I mean, I think that there are times, right? So if you believe that your spouse has faked their own death, then it's okay for you to make out with somebody else.
I don't think her husband did that.
No. I mean, he was just back at the hotel. If you're making a movie and everybody in the world thinks that there's a moment that you fell in love on set, then, I mean, give that to you. I mean, we've gotten that into the greatest love stories of our generation. Spider-Man.
Okay.
Twisters.
I mean, I could
Transformers.
You can kiss somebody if you're an actor. That's not cheating. That's not cheating.
Okay, right. The Olympics. The Olympics, I feel like it's, listen, we always hear these things about the Olympic Village. We're just trying to build strong people for the future.
I don't think you can make out with people in the Olympic Village if you're married. I think that you don't get a pass on that.
You're Leo DiCaprio or Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, I guess that's fine.
But both of them.
Okay.
Right? They can make out with whoever they want.
That's fine.
Including Martha Stewart.